High above a busy highway in a picturesque alpine basin, a group of cows ambles across a plot of land. At first glance, it's hard to see, but these cows are actually helping repair the land. The fenced plot they're walking on is covered in straw and hay with seeds underneath. As they saunter across, their hooves push the seeds into the soil, making fast vegetative growth possible.
We're hoping that with the straw and hay, and the cows kind of churning that soil up, that we can actually create a soil structure. We can hold more water in the soil, and we can get better nutrient cycling.
Ben Carlson is a range technician with the Forest Service. The land the cows are on is an old refuse pile. When the mine was active, waste was thrown here. Now the dirt is hard-packed, almost like a parking lot, Carlson says, as he hikes up the steep pile.
When they process coal, they get a bunch of waste rock out of it. And they just put it in a pile, throw a little bit of topsoil over it, and then seed it.
That's what this is.
Yeah, basically.
The Coal Basin Mine is one of more than 20,000 abandoned mines statewide. Many leak toxins into local watersheds. The concern here is about sediment. Leftover mine workings turned the soil into an impenetrable sheet. Now it refuses to soak up water. Sharon Clark with the Roaring Fork Conservancy says when it rains, dirt flows across the landscape and into streams. The results, she says, show up in local rivers.
This year, I think anybody that's looked at the Crystal River has seen just massive amounts of sediment.
Increased sediment is bad news for the aquatic life in these streams.
And so all that sediment's, you know, going to hurt the fish, the macroinvertebrates, and, you know, going to reduce the complexity of the system. So there's nothing good about it.
Across the state, 1,300 miles of streams are impaired because of past mining activities, according to the Colorado Division of Reclamation Mining and Safety. Funding to repair these lands and improve the watersheds is minimal, so collaborations like this one are often essential. In Coal Basin, the Forest Service, Roaring Fork Conservancy, and the local Cattlemen's Association are working together. Still, the work is happening on a small scale, on just 1 acre. Clark says much more work is needed here. She points to another big waste pile across the way on the property.
That whole pile across the way there, that all needs revegetation. You know, you can see that there has been some attempts at revegetation, but if you look at, you know, some of those trees there, they were probably planted, you know, 10, 15 years ago, and they're, you know, just over your knee. It's not the best conditions for growing.
On the land parcel being worked by the cows, the hope is grass will grow high here by next year. It's an experiment, but if it works, much of this scarred landscape could be repaired. I'm Marcy Krivenin.